message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Again, I welcome you all into the 10th month of the year. I welcome you into your month of great honor and great blessings. Say, I will be greatly honored this month and I will be blessed this month in the name of Jesus. I want to appreciate the Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, for giving you and I the grace to be here tonight. To him be all the glory. And also I want to appreciate our Father in the Lord, the senior pastor of this great commission. I want you to celebrate my Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank God for his life. I know he's here with us in the spirit. I know he's watching us right now. Papa, we say God bless you, sir. And I also want to appreciate Mama. God bless you, Ma. God bless you real good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Tonight, we are starting a new series, and that is the series of great honor and great blessings. Great honor and great blessings. And tonight, the topic is foundation. Foundation for great honor and great blessings. Foundation for great honor and great blessings. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, one of the major blessings of God to every believer is honor. Hallelujah. One of the major blessings that God has packaged for every child of his is what? Honor. And I know that in this new month, God will bless you tremendously in the name of Jesus. He will visit you with great honor in the name of Jesus. Turn with me to the book of Revelation chapter 5 as we read from verse 12. Revelation chapter 5 verse 12. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power. That's number one. And riches. That's number two. And wisdom. That's number three. And strength. That's number four. And honor. That's number five. And glory. That's number six. And blessing. That's number seven. And I want you to know that all this Jesus has obtained for you. All this Christ has purchased with his blood. And that is why the Bible said, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. And I pray that tonight and throughout this month, you will swim in the honor and in the blessings of God in the name of Jesus. That your amen is like someone that doesn't believe. I pray for you tonight that in this new month, the month of October, you will swim and enjoy great honor and great blessings in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes there are some things that we don't take very important, but they are things of great value. And one of such is honor. When you are a man of honor, you are a man of dignity. You are a man that God will bless. What is great honor? Number one, to be honored is to be recognized. To be honored is to be recognized. When you are recognized in the society, in your family, in the nation, you are a man of honor. Praise the Lord. Number two is to be honored by God is to be lifted or be promoted. To be honored by God is to be lifted or be promoted. You know, if you understand the meaning of honor, I don't know how to explain honor very well. But for those that can speak Yoruba language, Yoruba language has a deeper meaning of honor. How many of us know what we call honor in Yoruba? Iyi. Iyi. Honor. Iyi. Some will say Ola. It's Iyi. Let me say Eniyi. Eniyeye. A man of honor. A man of prestige. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God will honor you in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Number three. What is great honor? Great honor means to be granted one's heart's desire. To be granted your heart's desire. Maybe you have been longing for one thing from the month of January up till now. And that thing seems as if it's not forthcoming. I want you to know that in this month of October, as God honors you, that will be delivered to you speedily in the name of Jesus. that we will deliver to you speedily in the name of Jesus. You know, when you go to some occasions, well-organized occasion or ceremony, there are some people, they call them to the high table. They cannot receive the same honor that the people that are sitting on the other side will receive. They will be honored more than the people sitting on the other side. Yes or no? Tonight, God is promoting you to the high table of blessings in the name of Jesus. God is taking you higher in the name of Jesus. Number four will be, what is great honor? Great honor is to be respected. A man of honor is a man that carries enormous respect. People respect someone with honor. People will give you respect. People will honor you. Why? Because you are a man of honor. You are a man of dignity. I speak to someone this evening. God will bestow upon you great honor that will lead to respect where you have been disrespected in the name of Jesus. I don't know that area of your life where men have despised you. I speak to you this evening. God will honor you in the name of Jesus. Maybe in your husband's house, your in-law have disrespected you because of one thing or the other. But God is turning it around and they will honor you in the name of Jesus. Number five, to be honored. What is honor? What is great honor? Is to enjoy favor and preference. Favor and preference. Favor and preference. You know, sometimes you don't deserve certain things, but you just see yourself enjoying those things. That is favor. That is preference. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm taking us somewhere tonight, and I pray that God will grant me speed, because the teaching tonight is deep and is going to be great. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, Papa will always say something. He will say, when you are looking for money and you meet honor on the way, you have to go back home. Because when you have the money, what do you use the money to get? Honor. When you are looking for money and you meet honor on the way, you don't need to bother looking for money again. Why? Because when you're a man of honor, money will flow. Wealth will flow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I want you to know that honor is something deep, but many of us may not appreciate it until we think about what is the opposite of honor. That's when you will understand the value of honor the more. The opposite of honor is shame. The opposite of honor is reproach. The opposite of honor is despisement. May you not experience any of such in the name of Jesus. You will never experience any of such again in the name of Jesus. See, when you do words and opposite, that is when you get deeper meaning of certain words. Nobody wants to enjoy shame. Shame is not what you enjoy. Reproach is not what you enjoy. But honor is what you enjoy. I declare concerning you tonight that God will honor you in the name of Jesus. What are important facts about honor? Every human being loves honor. That's the number one fact. There is nobody that doesn't love to be honored. If you don't love to be honored, can I see your hand? You don't want to be honored. Everybody wants to be honored. Number two, God is the giver of genuine honor. God is the one that honor and no man can despise. God is the one that honor and no man can reproach. I pray for you tonight, God will honor you and no man will be able to reproach in the name of Jesus. Bible says in the book of Psalm 8 verse 5, say, for thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalm 8 verse 5. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with what? With glory and honor. God is the giver of genuine honor. And when God honors, no man can despise. Praise the Lord. Everything that has caused you shame and reproach, tonight God put an end to it in the name of Jesus. Number three fact about honor is that honor is a life changer and a destiny lifter. When you walk into honor, your life will definitely change for better, and your destiny will be lifted. I pray for someone tonight. God will change your destiny for glory in the name of Jesus. Quickly, we are going to look at example of people who enjoy honor in the Bible. Number one that we'll look at is a man called Jabez. Jabez was a man whose name means sorrow. And indeed, his entire life, sorrow was following him. He was a man of sorrow. His mother bore him in sorrow. The Bible says his mother bore him in sorrow. And because he was born in sorrow, his mother called his name Jabez. And sorrow was following this man until this man encountered God in the place of prayer. In the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. Can you see that? And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Verse 10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, that my hand might be, that thy hand might be with me, and thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not hurt or grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested for. If you read from verse 1 of that chapter and the rest of the chapter, the Bible was talking about the family of Judah. And every other person, the Bible was just mentioning their name. The sons of Judah were Perez, Hezron, Carmah, Hur, and Shobab. And Reiah, the son of Shobab, begot Jabbat. And Jabbat begot Haumai, and Lad. And these are the family of the Zoharite. On and on. But when he got to Jabez, there was a pause. There was a pause. Why? Because God honored him. In this particular chapter, more than 60 names were mentioned. But none did the Bible pause about to talk about. Why? Because he was more honorable than all his brethren. In your family, I decree concerning you, God will make you to be more honorable in the name of Jesus. He was a man of honor, and God enlarged his coast, and God blessed him. God will bless you in the name of Jesus. When you carry God's honor, blessings flow unto you. Number two person that we'll be looking at tonight is a man called David. A man called David. David was a man of honor and dignity. And he died in honor and in dignity. David died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. And Solomon, his son, reigned in his stead. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 28. David died in a good old age, full of honor. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And he died in the good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. Can you see that? Days, riches, and honor. Now there's a semicolon. Before, and Solomon his son reigned in his stead. What that is trying to tell us is that the honor is so great. He was a great man of honor. This was a man that was tending to sheep, was a shepherd boy. And God picked him from following sheep and made him to become the ruler over his people. That is what honor can do. He was a nobody. In fact, he was somebody that his own father even forgot him. His own father, his own biological father forgot him. They say, bring your children so that we can anoint them one as king. The man forgot that there is still one. And when Samuel finished anointing all of them, Samuel said, these ones are not the ones. Is this all your children? He said, I remember there's still one. He's tending the sheep. He's in the bush. That is how honor will search you out from obscurity and made you to become a star in the name of Jesus. Until today, men are still referencing David. If you Google one of the names that people give to their children most, I am very sure, don't say I'm very sure, I don't know, but I believe that David should be among the first 10. I just believe that David should be among the first 10. Praise the Lord. Why is somebody not naming the son Shama, one of the brothers with the big chest, or Shimei? No, because this man had an encounter with the power of God that bestowed upon him great honor. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number three, man that was honored by God is a man called Solomon. A man called Solomon. God gave Solomon great honor, and that changed his life totally. And we are still talking about him. Turn your Bible with me to the book of 1 Kings chapter 3 from verse 11 to 13. 1 Kings 3, 11 to 13. And God said unto him, because thou... Hallelujah, why are you rushing? And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and thou hast not asked for thyself long life, riches for thyself, nor asked the life of thy enemy, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any rise like unto thee. What a great promise. And I have also given thee that which thou hast, that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor. Again, column. Both riches and honor. Praise the Lord. So that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. This man was greatly honored by God. Greatly honored by God. Several books have been written about him, and men are still studying about the wisdom of Solomon. So much wisdom, so much wisdom, so much wisdom. Praise the Lord. Why many people look for money? Wise people will look for honor from God. Wise people will look for honor from God. You know, on Saturday and Friday night, I was talking about the tangibles and the intangibles. A lot of time we chase after the tangibles, but it is the intangibles that gives the tangible. Honor will give riches. You cannot be a man of honor and be a poor man. You cannot be a man of honor and be a poor man. I pray for you tonight that God will bestow honor upon you in the name of Jesus. Number four, person, example of people whom God honored is a man called Joshua. He enjoyed great honor. God specially asked Moses to lay his hands on Joseph to impart him with some of the honor that was on the prophet, the man of God, the servant of God, the friend of God, Moses. Turn your Bible to the book of Numbers, chapter 27. The book of Numbers, chapter 27, verse 18. Numbers 27, verse 18 down to 20. And the Lord said unto Moses, take thee Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay thy hand upon him, and set him before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight. Verse 20. And thou shalt put some of thine honor. Can you see that? Thou shalt put some of thine honor upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. Honor makes people to become obedient to you. When you're a man of honor, people will obey you naturally. People will follow you naturally. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God asks his servant, put your hands on him and transfer the anointing for honor upon him. I pray for you tonight, the anointing for great honor is released unto you in the name of Jesus. Quickly, what are the foundations for great honor? What gives birth to honor? How do I build, how do I lay this principle for honor? How do I get to become somebody that is honorable? Not like the kind of honorables that we have in Nigeria who carries no honor and call themselves honorable. We are not talking about those kind of honor that is tenor based. You know, there are some honor that are tenor based. Today they are calling you His Excellency. Our Excellency. After 4 years or max 8 years, former excellence. or they drop the excellence and you become yourself. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. May your honor not be tenobis. May it be everlasting, transgenerational, in the name of Jesus. You know, there are some people that are honored. They are dead, yet people are still honoring them. When you mention their name, doors will open. That is real honor. Praise the Lord. They are long dead. There are some people in the field, in every field, in every field, in every profession or whatever anybody does, there will always be somebody that will be a reference point. That's the man of honor. In medicine, there will always be somebody. In law, there will always be somebody. In architecture, there will be someone. Even though the person is dead, yet people will still refer to that person. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. May you become a reference point as a result of the honor that God will bestow upon you tonight in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. What are the foundations that we need for us to achieve great honor? Number one is honoring God. Number one is honoring God. Honoring God procures and secure honor for man. The Bible says in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30b, 1 Samuel 2:30b said, "For those that honor me will I honor, and those that despise me will I lightly esteem." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. "Those that honor me will I honor, and they that despise me shall be what? Lightly esteemed." May God not lightly esteem you in the name of Jesus. We need to honor God. How do we honor God? We honor God with everything that we have. All our being, everything, whatsoever God has given you, honor Him with it. Your mind, your life, your bread, your shoe, everything you have, honor God with it. Don't make God number two. Don't make God what? Number two. The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, say, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might." That is what God desires from us. You honor Him with your gift. You honor Him with your talents. You honor Him with your resources. Many people cannot honor God with their resources. "I can't give my money to God." Many cannot honor God with their talent. Honor God so that God can honor you. Hallelujah. In the book of Malachi chapter 1 verse 6, the Bible says, "As a son honoreth his father, and a servant his master." Malachi chapter 1 verse 6, "As a son honoreth his what? His father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? Seeth the Lord." Where is my fear? Seeth the Lord of hosts. If I be then a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Seeth the Lord. Praise the Lord. So God is demanding from us honor for Him to honor us. When you honor God, you have signed off. You have signed up for a life of permanent blessings. Great blessings. When you are a man that rightly honor God, rightly honoring God, you have signed up for a life of continual blessing, perpetual blessings. Praise the Lord. You know, there are some rivers that don't dry. If we suddenly hear now that River Niger dries up, we're not going to ask what has happened. Even though several dams have been built across it, yet the river never dries. Have you ever heard that the ocean dries up? Ocean just wake up one day and say, "I want to vamoose." Then I dry up. Yoruba people will say, "Okun okingbe." May your honor never dry up in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So when you honor God, you have signed up for a life of consistent, perpetual blessing, outpouring of the power and of the blessings of God. And that shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. Many of us look at God and treat God like somebody that owes us something. We treat God as if God is owing us something, as if he's owing us. So because of that, we just behave anyhow. Many people, when they speak about God and when they speak about the things of God, you ask, I ask myself, are these people, are they really okay? Do they understand who they are talking about? Is the Almighty God, the Almighty? And you know why they behave like that? Is because they have no honor or regard for God. And God says, those that don't have honor for me, I will lightly esteem. I will also have regard for them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number two, people that we need to honor in order for us to enjoy great honor is honoring his servants. Honoring the servants of God. Honoring the servants of God. You see, when we honor the servant of God, we are honoring God indirectly. Praise the Lord. When we honor servants of God, what we are doing, we are honoring God indirectly. Praise the Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 17. The Bible says, let the herders that rule be counted worthy of what? Double honor. Especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Let them be counted for double honor. Now put emphasis. There was an emphasis there. Especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Let them carry double honor. Or we live in a situation where because of some people who are not genuine servants of God, people don't have regard for every servant of God. Either you are genuine or you are not genuine. Either you are doing the right thing or you are not doing. People don't no longer have regard. Gone are the days when you go to a place and say, I'm a pastor, and people will honor you. But now, when you say I'm a pastor, people look at you again and they try to be more careful. But I tell you, that should not make us now to start despising and dishonoring servants of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God wants to bless us. And as much as God wants to bless us, there are principles through which God will use to bless us. And one of it is the principle of honoring his servants. The principle of honoring the servants of God. Brethren, when you honor servants of God, you are not honoring man. What you are honoring is the call of God upon their life. And that is God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 20. The Bible says, so they arose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe in his prophets, so shall ye prosper. A lot of time, many of us look at servants of God and we think these are hungry. It's only people that don't have jobs that become pastors. But that is a big fallacy. I tell you, it's a big fallacy. Can I tell you this? God don't call people that are not engaged, that are not useful. God doesn't use idle hands. God calls people that are busy. People that are busy. People that... Hallelujah. God doesn't call someone who is idle. No. Read the scripture. Everyone that God called, they are people that are doing something. Engage. Active. Active. And you see, it is a fallacy of the devil that makes people believe that when you don't have anything to do, that is when you become a pastor. It's a fallacy. And I want to encourage us to understand this, not because I'm a pastor, but because I know this is the principle in this kingdom that guarantees establishment of the blessings that God has bestowed upon you, that guarantee the prosperity of that blessing that God has bestowed upon you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So honor servants of God. Don't look at them and despise them. A lot of time people despise servants of God for no reason. Especially those that don't put demand on them. Or those that don't act in a funny way. They believe that because the person is not saying, I see some fire. And start pretending and making some things. That means the person is not anointed. And because of that, there is no honor. I tell you, One of the things that the devil used to rob people of their blessing is non-belief in the prophet that God has given them per time. Non-belief. You can never be blessed of the anointing that you don't believe in. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you honor servants of God. You honor God. And as you do this, God will bless you in the name of Jesus. I said, God will bless you in the name of Jesus. Because of time, I will just move to benefits of honoring God. Because tonight, I want us to have time to pray. What are the benefits of honoring God? If you want, what are the benefits? Number one benefit of honoring God is you secure heaven's honor. When you honor God, you secure heaven's honor. Turn your Bible to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 2. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord said, be it far from me. For them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. When you honor God, you secure heaven's honor. When you despise God, you despise heaven's honor. So one of the benefits of honor, of honoring God is that when you honor him, he bestows heaven's honor on you. Praise the Lord. I've once shared with us the story of while in school, standing on the hall, just the corridor of the lecture hall, and just gisting with some guys, and a lady walked back past, dressed in a very riotous and ungodly and unholy way, and the guys were backing after her, like a dog, you know the way guys behave those days. And another lady passed by, a sister, properly dressed. And those guys were like, wow, can you see the glory? And at that moment, God opened my eyes to actually see something that they could not see. Saw the glory of God all over her. And I shouted, can you see this? Can you see this? They couldn't see. You see, when you honor God in your body, in your dressing, in everything, God bestows heaven's honor on you. The Bible says our body is the temple of God. Don't allow the temple of God to become the temple of harlots. Don't allow the temple of God to become something that every Dick and Harry can go in and come out and mess up. Honor God with your body. Honor God with everything that you have. Preserve that honor and that dignity. That you carry the name of God, people must see God in your life. Sometimes people despise the name of God because of our character. Because our character is not depicting that of a child of God. It's not bringing honor to the name of God. As a Christian, you are working in an organization. You've been asked to go and buy this. And you know it's 500,000. But in the city where you are, it's 650. But you know where you want to go and buy it is 500. And you say, I got it for 600. After all, I've still saved them 50K. And eventually they discovered that you have hardened and padded when you are not in the National Assembly. You have padded and hardened. The honor that was given to you earlier because you profess that you know God, that honor will be stripped instantly. To be stripped. But when you are a man of honor and you stand because you want to honor God, God will bestow his honor on you. You see, one of the reasons why God bestowed so much honor on the man called Joseph was because he was a man that honored God. Said, I will not do this, not because of anything. Two reasons. Number one, my master, who is your husband, has given me everything except you because you are his wife. Number two, that's a man of honor. Because I honor God. I will not do this and sin against God. And the man said, I will show you. Lied against him, throw him into the jail. But eventually, did he get the honor or not? The Bible says, and Pharaoh commanded that they put his robe upon him and put him in his chariot, the second chariot that they ride, and they proclaimed before him and drove him round the city and said, it is only in throne that I will be greater than you. By your word shall my people be ruled. Now, between him and the wife of Potiphar, who do you think will become most honored? And by the way, Potiphar happens to be the guard commander. So there's no way the woman will see the scene, Joseph. I wonder how she will feel. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But if Joseph has compromised, he would have thrown away that honor. Secure honoring God. He honored God and God honored him. Praise the Lord. Number two, what are the benefits of honoring God? Access to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When you honor God, you have access to God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I want you to know that one of the things that makes you to have access to God is your honor of God. Like I said earlier, many people treat God as if God holds them, as if God is indebted to them. You know, when you are a boss to somebody because of the fact that you are the one paying the person, you can do certain things. So many of us treat God as if we are paying God, or God is benefiting from us. Who are we? Who are you and I that we'll be treating with? A lot of people treat God as if God is just somebody that is just depending on them, a dependent on them. And that is why when they want to pray, they treat God like trash. May God have mercy in the name of Jesus. And that is why access is not given. They pray, but there is no access. They pray, but there is no what? Access. If you want to understand this part more, get the tapes of last month's series, Open Door series. Then you will understand how when you have access to God, you have access to everything. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number three, when you honor God, benefit of honoring God, one of such benefits is access to God's blessings and favor. Access to God's blessings and favor. Access to God's blessings and favor. One of the things that made David, time will not permit me to read about the story of David for you, but one of the things that made David to become a man of such honor, it was because he was a man that honors God so much. In everything, he honored God so much. He honored God to the point that he was dancing and dancing and dancing before God. And his wife said, why are you dancing like one of these disgraced fellow? Why are you dancing like this? Why are you dancing like this? Praise the Lord. May God grant us the grace to know how to honor him in the name of Jesus. Number four is answered prayers. When you're a man that honors God, you're a man that your prayers will be answered speedily. Your prayer will be answered speedily. Your prayers will be answered speedily. When you are a man that that honors God, your prayers will be answered speedily. See, when David was running away from Absalom, his son, when he revolted against him, David had a friend called Ahithophel. Ahithophel does not give counsel that it will not come to pass. He does not give. Any counsel that Ahithophel gives, that counsel must come to pass. But David knew this. If you look at 2 Samuel 15:16, you see the story there up to 17. David knew this. And the Bible said, David prayed and said, God, turn the counsel of Ahithophel to foolishness. Wonderful counsel. In 2 Samuel chapter 17, the guy gave wonderful counsel. From chapter 16, verse 16 down 17. Wonderful counsel. But God turned the counsel around. God rose up another man called Hushai, who gave a wrong counsel. And everybody said, oh, your own counsel is the better one. And that was what saved the life of King David. God answered that prayer speedily. Answered prayer. Several people that honored God, if you read the account of their life story, a man like Daniel said, I will not despise myself with the portion of the king's meat. Why? Because God has said we should not touch this. I will not touch it. He honored God even in a strange land, even when there is no father, no mother, no brother to supervise him. He was a man that was ready to honor God. And because of that, the Bible says they find them 10 times better than even their mates who were eating of the king's portion. What made them to stand out? They stood out because they decided, himself and his three other friends, decided that we are standing for God. We are going to honor God. Even though we are in a strange land, we are honoring God. Even though we are here, nobody is there. The priest is not there. The pastors are not there. The brothers are not there. The sisters in the church are not there. My HOD is not there. Yet, I'm standing for God. And the Bible said they found them 10 times better. Can I tell you this? For more than 70 years, these guys were in the palace. The question is, where are the other young men that were with him in that school, that were eating the king's portion? Where were they? No record. No impact. No influence. But these ones stood for God, and God made them to become men of influence, men of impact. And that shall be your case in the name of Jesus. As you stand for God, to honor God, you will enjoy outstanding blessings from God in the name of Jesus. I declare concerning you that you will enjoy outstanding blessings from God in the name of Jesus. Brethren, read through the Bible. The Bible is littered with people who honored God and God answered their prayers. Why? Because they honored him. My prayer for you tonight is that as you honor God, God will answer your prayers in the name of Jesus. But there is one greatest honor that any man can ever give to God. And that is the honor of giving him your life. That's the greatest honor. The first honor that you can give to God is the honor of giving your life to Christ. If you are here tonight, you have not given your life to Christ, you are dishonoring God by living a life that is outside of his will and purpose for your life. And that is not good. I want to encourage you tonight. You are here tonight. You want to give your life to Christ. There is another opportunity for you to do so. God wants you to honor him with your life. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5. He wants you to honor him with your life. He wants you to honor him with everything. Your life, everything. And I want you to know that as you give your life to God, God is ready to receive you. God is ready to save you. You are here tonight. You want to give your life to Christ. Or you have given your life to Christ before, but one way or the other, you have stepped aside from the path of righteousness. God is calling unto you tonight. 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 You are watching me on the internet. You want to give your life to Christ. God is calling unto you. You want to surrender your life to Christ. God is calling unto you. That is the greatest honor. That is the first honor that you can give to God. That is the first honor that you can give to God. He said, behold, I stand by the door. I knock. I knock. I knock. God is knocking. He's knocking the door of your heart. If you can open unto him, if you can surrender your life unto him, he's ready to receive you. You are here tonight. You want to give your life to Christ. Can you just signify by waving your hand to Jesus? You are here. You know in your heart of heart that if rapture should happen now, you are not going with him. You know in your heart of heart that there is something that is not right between you and God, and you want to make your way right with him. Can you just signify by waving your hand to Jesus? Can you signify? You are not identified to me, but you are identifying to God. You are identifying to God. Can you just signify by identifying yourself to God? And as you do this, the Lord will honor you. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will bestow his honor upon you. If you are lifting up that hand, lift it up well. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. As you give your life to him, as you restore yourself back unto him, God bless you in the name of Jesus. God bless you in the name of Jesus. If you are watching us on the internet, there's this email that is being displayed on the screen right now. Please, you can send us a mail to via that email and telling us how God has touched you. Well, better still, you can send us an SMS on the number that is being display on the screen. If you are giving your, you are lifting up your hands, I want you to just bow down your head as you remain seated and say, Father, Thank you for today. Thank you for the entrance of your word. Thank you for redeeming me. Thank you for dying to save me. Lord, today I give you my life as my first sign of honor to you. Father, accept me as one of yours. Forgive me all my sins. Cleanse me from my iniquities and give me the grace to live a new life. And as I do this, Lord, I promise I will remain faithful to you all the days of my life in the name of Jesus. With your help, Lord, I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. Thank God for those that give their life to Christ. If you have done so, please just follow the counselors as they have a chat with you for just a few minutes. Can we please rise up on our feet? Let's rise up on our feet. Let's rise up on our feet. Let's rise up on our feet and join our hands together for Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship you. To you be all the glory. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We are going to pray and say, Father, thank you for your word to me tonight. Thank you for your word of truth to me tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word of truth. Thank you for the word of honor. Thank you, Lord, for this understanding of what your honor is. Thank you, Father, Lord. Lord, I worship you, 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 Lord. I worship your holy name, Lord. If you are thanking God, you can do better than that. Lift up your voice and give him all the praises. Father, we thank you. We give you praises, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You are going to say, oh Lord, empower me to honor you always, all the days of my life, and grace me with the grace to honor you. Pray and begin to pray right now. Father, and grace me, O Lord, empower me to honor you with my life, with my soul, with my spirit, with my body. Help me, O Lord, to honor you every day of my life in the name of Jesus. Father, I receive the grace to honor you. I receive the grace to honor you. I receive the grace to honor you. I receive the grace in the name of Jesus. I receive the grace. I receive the grace. I receive the grace. I receive the grace to work in your honor. I receive the grace never to despise your honor. Never to despise your honor. Never to put your name to disrepute. In the name of Jesus. Never to drag your name in the mud. Father, by my action, by my behavior, Lord, I receive the grace. I will not, oh Lord, make men to dishonor you. I will all the days of my life be honoring you. I will not walk in a way that will bring dishonor to your name. In the name of Jesus, pray for the grace. Pray for the grace. Pray for the grace. Pray for the grace. I ask you, Lord God, that you grant me the grace. Give me the grace, oh Lord. Give me the grace, oh Lord. Give me the grace, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We are going to pray. I reject the spirit of over-familiarity, as this can cost me my blessings. You see, one spirit that make people to despise servants of God is familiarity. Because you know the man very well, or you are close to him, can make you to start despising the servant of God. Never get over familiar with God and with his servants. Can I tell you this? One of the things that I pray for most is never to be over familiar with the servant of God that God has set over my life, because I know the danger that is embedded in it. When you get over familiar, you can easily lose your disregard, lose your regard and your admiration, and that can cost you. That can't be very costly. That was what made Michal to despise David. Is he not my husband? Yeah, it's your husband. But he's the anointed one of God. is your brother, but he's the anointed one of God. One day my elder sister was talking to me in a particular way, and I was like, why are you talking to me this way? I'm your brother. He said, you are my younger brother, but now you are a pastor. You have been anointed. I can't talk to you like I will talk to you when you are yourself. I was like, go and sit down. What is that? I said, no, I understand what it is. And I tell you, there's a way she talks to me before. There's a way she talks to me now. I'm telling you, the difference is there. Sometimes I feel embarrassed. Cicely, sometimes I feel embarrassed. But I can understand why she's behaving like that, because she has the understanding. He can be your brother. He can be your friend. He can be your sister. Don't look at her as if she's just nothing. Maybe she's my kid sister. My kid sister. Maybe she's my wife. Yes, she's your wife, but she's anointed. She's a vessel that God is using. So honor. The honor must be there. Hallelujah. You are going to pray. I reject the spirit of over-familiarity, as this can cost me my blessings. I reject it in the name of Jesus. I don't want to lose my blessings because of over-familiarity with God, over-familiarity with the servant of God. I don't want to lose my blessings. I don't want to lose my blessings. I don't want to lose my blessings. Father, help me, Lord. Father, help me, Lord, not to work in over-familiarity, not to work with over-familiarity, oh Lord God, with your word, with your servant, and with you, Lord. Father, help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You are going to pray. In the rest of the year, great blessings shall locate me and my family. Open your mouth and begin to pray. In the rest of the year, Father, I pray, great blessings shall locate me. Great blessings shall locate my family. Great blessings shall locate every member of this commission. Every member of Impact House International Church shall enjoy great blessings, great honor, great blessings, great honor, great blessings, great honor, great blessings, great honor, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We are going to pray. Father, my gift and my talent will make room for me. They will bring me to the place of honor. It will bring me to the place of blessings. My gift, my talent will bring me to the place of honor. They will bring me to the place of blessings. My gift, my talent will bring me to the place of honor. They will take me to the place of blessings. They will take me to the place of honor. In the name of Jesus. Malaro sheteke liaraba ekalaraba shandale lebro gozotalia. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, my gift and my talents will bring me to the place of honor. They will bring me to the place of blessings. I will not stand before me men. I will not stand before ordinary men. In the name of Jesus, I will not stand before me men. I will not stand before ordinary men. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You are going to lift up your right hand, and I want you to pray this one very well. It's like you are making a oath and an affirmation. And as you affirm it, so shall it be in the name of Jesus. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, in this brand new month, I will not be ashamed. In this month of October 2019, I will not be put to shame. Open your mouth and begin to pray. I will not enjoy or encounter shame in any area of my life, in the name of Jesus. In this new month, in this month of October, I will not enjoy shame. I will not encounter shame. I will not be put to shame. I will not be put to shame, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, I shall not be put to shame. I shall not be put to shame. I shall not be put to shame. I shall not be put to shame, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, in the name of Jesus, I shall not be put to shame. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You can put your hands down. You are going to pray. You are going to say, oh Lord, Open the gates of divine honor and dignity unto me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, open the gates of divine honor, great honor and dignity unto me in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, I pray, oh Lord Father, for the gates. Let the door of divine honor, let the door of divine honor, let the door of divine honor, let the door of divine blessings, let the door of divine honor be opened unto me in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, let the door of divine honor, let the door of dignity, let the door of esteem, let the door of prestige, let it be opened unto me in the name of Jesus. Let the door of prestige, let the door of honor, let it be opened unto me. Let the door of honor, let it be opened unto me in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, let the door of honor, let the door of honor, let it be opened unto me in Jesus' mighty name. We are prayed.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.